Get This Show, comprising music, news, and interviews from all over the world.
Hi, I'm Raymond McCulloch. Welcome to show 14 of our In the Name of God series. We have a variety of music for you again, from Florida, Minnesota, and Oregon in the USA, and also from Northern Ireland. And we finished our interview with Carl Anderson from Minnesota, whom I interviewed in Belfast recently. We also have our usual faith-based news feature, Red News International. If you want to read all the encouraging responses to our show, you'll find them on the feedback page of our website. I'd love to get your emails. We started the show today with a tune called Farewell Frankie from the Sweet Collines in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and we'll have more great music for you very soon. But let me again introduce my guest, Carl Anderson. Carl lives near Buffalo, Minnesota, and runs the top wedding video business in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, as well as his ministry, Born to Blaze, which has taken him all over the world, bringing revival fire to many. He's often known as the Viking.
Has God put something on your heart for this country?
The Lord. I'll tell you, when I first came to Ireland, I was 22 years of age. I turned 23 that year. And for 6 weeks, I was preaching on the streets and I was praying in the fields and believing God for a fresh move. I really believe that what the Lord deposited in this land through Patrick and hundreds of years of men and women of standard that had the glory of God here, I believe that He is planning to return the former glory, but in greater measure, because the Lord says the latter will outgrow the former. And I had a vision when I first came of this golden bowl being poured out of like golden liquid that hit the middle of the nation and went through all the waterways and sort of covered the land through the waterways and then spread from here over to the coast of Wales, England, Scotland, and then from there spread back to Europe. Very similar to the wave of evangelism that the monks did, but I believe in a different way. It's gonna be different. It's unique. The Spirit of God still has great plans in store for this nation. So I keep coming back. Every time I come, I see Him do new things, and I see Him bless people in new ways, and He's preparing this people for a great move of the Spirit yet to come.
Do you think there's something, I hesitate to say unique, but there's something different in the Christianity that there was in Ireland over the years, and that God wants to renew that? And what do you feel it is that those guys had?
I believe that one of the things that's unique, and there's probably many guys can answer that in different ways, but as I've studied Patrick and seen the influence that he brought and the early monks brought that were here in Ireland, it seems that God deposited a great deal of His Spirit and this idea of the revelatory lifestyle, or being able to live in such a way that the revealing of God throughout all His creation is there. And there's something unique about Ireland and the resident glory of God that's still in the land, the blessing of God for people here to communicate to Him, to walk in a 24/7 idea of this is a love relationship we have, and He wants to be your best friend. I think the idea of friendship and fatherhood is unique to this land, and what was once for hundreds of years and retained itself hundreds of years, generation upon generation, that's been blackened by the enemy, this idea of fathering. But I believe that God is restoring that idea of He is your Father and He wants to love you as sons and daughters. And I think that these warrior princesses and warrior princes that existed pre-1000 AD, God is restoring that idea that the people of Ireland deserve to be known as Irish warriors, as fighters, as intercessors, as leaders in worship and song. You know, the ancient bard anointing is another one that he's bringing back. This incredible idea of the songs and the music, it's a new sound, and it's still resident in the land, and it springs forth. And that sound of worship and praise that's unique, you download it here and you send it out across the nations. So you've got intercession, you've got evangelism, you've got worship, and you've got this communication, this prophetic or revelatory lifestyle.
Maybe? A bit of wildness, because the Celtic symbol for the Holy Spirit.
Oh, absolutely.
The wild goose.
I think that the Irish people are not afraid to be different, and God needs that different kind of spirit. And you look at guys like C.S. Lewis or certain writers that have been able, from an Irish perspective, completely unique, brought about a whole tale that worldwide has become one of the greatest now book series and film series ever produced. C.S. Lewis, a good Ulster boy here, a good Irishman. That kind of spirit Well, that was 1940s and 50s. Just think what's possible today if people will reach down to their Celtic roots in Christ and say, Lord, we want more. We desire more from you.
Amen. A good antidote for legalism, do you think?
Well, there was no legalism in the early days. And in fact, Ireland was so unique and unlegalistic, un-Roman, that up till 664, they had their own way of denoting the date of Easter that was unique to Ireland. The Roman church got a hold of it. They had this wee meeting in Whitby to squelch that special, unique, and wild flavor that the Irish had. And that as well, that wildness is being released in this generation.
Cries out with praise for you, King of this heart. And each time in the summer rain I feel you, and my spirit cries with praise for you, Lord of this life. For you never leave me alone, even when storms cloud my way and I can't see breaking day. You never leave me, Lord, for you'll get the praise you're due, for even the rocks cry out to you. And when it's said and done, you never leave.
Worship song there from Blue Tree, a band from here in Belfast, Northern Ireland, and Each Day. In this bulletin, it's true, Israel was a land of milk and honey, and ray of hope as Iraqi Parliament approves 5 Christian seats. Jerry McCulloch reports.
Report from Breaking Christian News. Assyrian International News Agency, AINA, reports that the Christian community in Iraq may see a ray of hope, as Iraq's Federal Supreme Court has approved the results of the March election, which include 5 Christian seats in the Iraqi parliament. According to the report, the 5 Christian seats comprise part of 14 seats in the Iraqi parliament that are held by non-Muslims. The legislature has a total of 325 seats. Last term, Christians only held 2 seats. Nyonadam Kana, one of the 5 Christian Iraqi parliament members and Secretary General of the Assyrian Democratic Movement, was quoted as saying that with larger representation in the legislature, Christians in parliament will push for security, more job opportunities, the end of discrimination policies, and compensation for Christians who fled Iraq to return what was stolen and what was lost. Said Kana, "We will now be in a much better legal condition and much more respected than we were under the persecution and discrimination policies of Saddam times. We are full of hope that altogether we will be able to do much more than we have achieved in the last 7 years."
It's true, Israel was the land of milk and honey. Report from Breaking Christian News. The Bible often refers to Israel as the land of milk and honey, but until recently, most scholars assumed the honey referred to a fruit nectar. Now, since the discovery of a 3,000-year-old apiary in the Jordan Valley 3 years ago, and the theory that the bees were actually from Turkey, researchers believe the Bible was referring to the real thing. This is a very special discovery because there is no evidence from before for bringing any kind of animals from such a distance, especially bees, which represent a quite complicated, sophisticated type of agriculture, said archaeologist Amihai Mazar of the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. This throws new light on the economy of the biblical period. Mazar was quoted as estimating that there were 100 to 200 hives in the central part of the city, with 1.5 million to 2 million bees if all hives were in use. "That's quite strange for a city, because bees can be a nuisance," he said. "There must have been some central authority that forced the city to accept the apiaries." Said a report in the LA Times, "The findings would imply an incredible amount of commodity trading of bees," said bee expert Gene Kritsky of the College of Mount St. Joseph in Cincinnati, editor of American Entomologist. "The importation of Italian bees to the United States in the 1860s was thought to be a big deal then," he said, "but the Israelis may have been doing this as far back as the first millennium BC. According to the report, the Israelites prized honeybees for the honey they produced and for the wax of their combs, which was used in metallurgical casting.
More information on these and other Bread News stories at kingdomcome.org.uk/news.
By my side.
won't you always by my side? And I want the world, world to know it by my left side. Whoa, this song is like super fast. It's really hard to sing. Like really fast. No, no, walk, walk, narrow. No, won't you walk?
USA and Walk the Narrow. In the final part of our interview with Carl, he talks about revival in Ireland and challenges believers in the USA.
So God wants to do something fresh.
He does. I think in every generation, he sends forth that challenge. Guys, I'm here, I'm waiting. You know, people say to me, well, does the sovereignty of God bring about revival? We're 150 years from the Ulster revival of 1859. And I say, you know what? God responds according to the hunger of his people,
yeah,
and according to the desire for him to move. So I truly believe, yeah, there is sovereignty involved in revival, but very much it's up to us. And God is waiting. He's waiting to see what is the response of the current generation of Irish leadership and Irish believers to hunger and thirst after his righteousness, to, as it were, pull him down from heaven and create a kind of heaven on earth again. Will it be the same as 1859? No. Will it look the same? No. It'll have a 2010, 2011, whenever it births, whenever it comes, it'll have its own flavor unique to this century, but it will be something that brings the revelation of who God is and the reality of the Father to the people.
You're still ministering here in Northern Ireland. The same kind of things are still happening, the same sort of outpouring.
Yes.
But what about back home in the States? What's your vision for the United States?
You know, the spiritual climate in our country, we have merchandised away the gospel. We have watered down the gospel. We have created a kingdom with no judgment, a king with no rulership, a reign with no power.
Hmm.
And I'm not sure where our country is going, but I think we need some shakings to come, even greater than has happened yet, to shake people out of a lethargy and a sort of sleeping giant that's there. There is a giant, a godly giant in the land of America, but she's still asleep. And I believe that shakings are coming so that many lukewarm believers will either get hot for Jesus or cold for Jesus. Hot and cold in Revelation 3, that's not a negative term either way. The negative part of that verse is the lukewarm. God says, I'll spit the lukewarm out. If you're cool, you're walking in refreshment, walking in a connection with God. If you're hot, you're on fire and you're living Jesus. If you're lukewarm, God spits you out.
Well, good to anybody?
You're not good to anybody. And I believe our country is very, very lukewarm yet, and God needs to shake us to bring us back to Him.
And that's maybe started with this kind of economic, worldwide economic downturn.
Yeah, I believe that we had with the terrorism scare of 9/11, the beginnings of it, these economic shakings. There's a lot of people, they're really being shaken to the core a bit about not knowing what tomorrow holds. Well, God's people need to know that the Father of lights is really their source. God is our supply.
Yeah.
The system of monetary that really the enemy is at the throne of is not our means of supply. The Lord is our supply. And I see a lot more darkness, especially maybe in the area of things that like happened with the flood in Louisiana. There's going to be some shakings, earthquakes and so forth. There's going to be a lot of shakings in the natural realm as well as the financial realm to cause people to say, there must be more.
Yeah. Amen.
We finished the show today with a challenging song from Janet Bates in Oregon, I'm Coming For You.
then they're coming for the Jews. When they're coming for the homosexuals, and then they're coming for you. Coming for you.
You've been listening to In the Name of God from Kingdom Come Trust in Belfast, Northern Ireland. If you would like to contribute to this ministry, go to the partner page under radio on the Kingdom Come Trust website. That's www.kingdomcome.org.uk. You can make a monthly contribution or a one-off gift there. Join us again next week for more music, news and a taste of Slumdog Millionaire with Dr. Kieran Martin, who has transformed the lives of many thousands in slum areas of Delhi in India. Slán agus Banatia. Bye and God bless.